All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R.
Hey, please enjoy this clip of my new podcast with Paul Verzi, Anything Better.
Where were we when that guy was passive aggressive to you about a dessert? Remember that dickhead in Europe? And he goes, oh, you want something sweet? You remember that?
That cunt was in Warsaw.
Oh, you remember exactly. Dude.
Exactly right, I do. I keep playing that over my head, what I should have said to that guy. But I was on my best behavior.
What an asshole.
In my world, Poland is still under communist fucking control. So I'm nervous to run my yap over there.
I go like this to him. I go, yeah, what is, remember he was a dick to me too. I go, yeah, what is good? He goes, everything is good. Like he said everything is good as if I was like saying it wasn't. Yeah, I was just
working at this, what the fuck were we doing? I remember it was a chocolate shop. Yeah. It was in the thing and we couldn't find any place to fucking eat.
Yeah.
That's right. So we got those fucking hot chocolates.
It was a coffee cafe.
Snowing out. Yeah, I remember that. And I was trying to find a Polish flag to add to my collection, which I could get over here, but I wanted to get it there. That was the only one I couldn't get.
It was a little, coffee cafe with a little chocolate shop in the hotel. And the guy was a fucking, and then to throw it at you one last time, he just goes, oh, you like something sweet? Dude, that bugged you the rest of the trip. You were just going like, I would see you.
Because I hate when people think that you don't know that they're making fun of you. That's what annoys the shit out of me. And he was coming at us because we were Americans. That happened one time when I was in Denmark. And this cab driver said, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, yo, because you Americans are so stupid. He literally said that to me. And I stayed in the cab. I go, really? And you're driving a fucking cab and you're a smart guy? You fucking 8-foot dope. What do you weigh, 140 fucking pounds? And he was going like, hey, tee, hee, hee, tee. And I just sat there and just fucking verbally abused him for like 50 seconds. It's one of my favorite overseas moments, was verbally abusing that guy. My wife was pulling me out of that. I wouldn't get out of the cab.
Dude, that is one of the most.
Is this how you treat guests when they come to their country?
Oh.
What the fuck did you do that you're driving a fucking cab?
Dude, the
fact that. Were you in medical school?
That's a fantastic.
Paying your way through with cab fares, you fucking cunt.
I love how you're still getting mad.
No, I fucking hate. Both those guys, I fucking drop them in the Baltic Sea. That's nearby.